flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, man, the Hawks in action tonight. It's weird, an 8-game losing streak, dealing with the injuries, and then the trade deadline comes, and then all of a sudden the other guys start making plays. And the bench even losing guys last night or two nights ago down in Orlando with Larry Nance Jr. going out, and then Vete Krejci went out as well, dropped on his back. So they'll be out tonight for the guard. They will get some extra time with the All-Star break to heal up, Chris. But the Knicks did beat the Pacers last night. Not a great night for Jalen Brunson, but I hope it doesn't get good against us tonight at the Garden.
Well, Cat had 40. And then Josh Hart dropped 30. So they were plenty good without Mr. Yeah. Brunson for once. I think this is going to be a very intriguing matchup because both teams, this is stating the obvious, want to go into the All-Star break feeling good about themselves. You can argue the Hawks could anyway, even if they drop this one. But Trae Young just has a knack for showing out at that place, Mike. It's just something special when he plays there. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes for, what, 35 and 10?
Right. I mean, Trae always loves the big stage of the Garden. We know that. And, you know, we talked about the Magic game. It's always, you know, when do you have your points? When does it matter? Get in the flow of the game. Trae started making things happen at the end of the game. He was really struggling with his three-point shot. He had 8 turnovers against the Magic. But when it mattered most, as Carl, my partner's absence, used a Dukesism, nut cutting time. Trae was able to step up. But the other guys, you know, they really are, you know, it's a pleasant surprise. And, you know, last week when we heard the news about the trade? I'm like, Terrence Mann. What has he done since he left Florida State? But he looks like a nice piece. We've got good bench depth. It is the ultimate irony that you wish you had your full roster with this bench depth, and you'd say that's a nice little package. No, don't know what we're going to do. We got to wait. Guys, we'll wait till the offseason to see what they're going to do. Look, if they don't do anything big, we can't get an all-star in here with that money to spend with the cap space, we can get after it. But right now, I'm curious to see if this team, who certainly, Chris, has got a really good chance of getting into the top six right now.
Yeah, right now, Milwaukee's only 2 games ahead of you at 5 in the win column. They're 4 games in the loss column.
Without Giannis.
Yeah, and who knows when he's going to be back? And between him and Anthony Davis, there's a lot of big men that are hurt right now, and you got to take advantage of that. And if they don't, then frankly, they don't deserve it. And I am not using the injuries as an excuse because you have to. Again, Mike, we knew when Steve Koonin came on and said it, you can't punt on a season when you don't have your own first-round draft pick.
Right.
You can't do it. So they have to play. And they made moves that were going to keep them in contention. And listen, if George Niang is going to be a three-point shooter like that, giddy up. I mean, I'm telling you, like, yeah. There's no reason to believe. Now, let's not get ahead of our skis here and say that they can make another Eastern Conference Finals run. Nobody's saying that. But if you can salvage a near 500 record at the end of the season, which would be good for you, by the way.
Yes, it would. If I take the bait and bet the over-under, which will probably be at 38.5 if they beat the Knicks tonight.
Yeah, and then so if you're able to get there and get past the play-in tournament round, I think you ultimately have to consider that a success.
Right. The Heat, we mentioned, you just touched on it. No Giannis, Butler. There's a lot of teams that are there. I mean, if you can do it, it would be one of the craziest darn stories, and it would certainly help to improve Trae's, you know, perception around the league. Like, I don't care about what other coaches, but it seems ridiculous that, you know, Trae can't get the juice. But as we talked about yesterday, who do we have on? Who's the NBA insider we had on from the Action Network?
Oh, yeah, Matt Moore.
Matt was saying, look, you don't win enough games for Trae to get that respect around the league. Even though we know why Trae can't win more, because ownership does dumb things and puts teams together that aren't going to go anywhere. And then, you know, in this case, it was the great do I, don't I, because DeAndre Hunter has been a disaster as a fourth overall pick, and then this year you finally get some juice from him, you move him while you can. Did you get enough for him based on what these guys are doing right now, if this is going to be what their new normal is?
I think using hindsight, yes. I think in the moment you probably shrugged your shoulders a little bit.
I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah,
I did.
But if these guys can contribute, if LeVert, who gave you, what, 18 the other night?
Right.
I mean, if that's what he's going to be able to do, then, I mean, there's your DeAndre production right there, and you get a good three-point shooter in Niang as well. So, listen, we all know what the end game is here, Mike. It's the offseason.
Right.
That's the
end. But, I mean, if Caris LeVert, who for the season was averaging 10 points a game, and again, what was his minutes? I'm looking at it right now. He was averaging, yeah, it was 23. It's about the same as, a little bit less than what DeAndre was getting per game.
Yeah, so
with Cleveland.
You take those pieces, you put it all together, and then you get a team that, I think if they can finish 500, I think that's a success. But that's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is Ken Landry Fields and Trae Young and Kyle Korver and everybody else in that office and anybody with the last name Wrestler put their chips into the table, go all in, and get that piece that's been eluding them since 2021.
Yeah, to me, Quinn's got a handle on these guys, and certainly the players' young development, the way that Jalen Johnson was, and what he was getting out of DeAndre Hunter. Now we got to wait till next year. The other thing is, how do we know that Jalen's not going to be this guy his whole career? Hope, knock wood, I hope not.
You got to just cross your fingers
that he can stay out, because
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was the year I think Carl and I we all mostly agreed this is the year he could elevate to being that all-star level player.
And he did.
Until he got hurt,
yeah.
Right. But now, because of the muddled mess Chris just talked about in the Eastern Conference, certainly you got a puncher's chance. You got a superstar in Trey, and I think Reese Oshay has shown you enough, you know, bursts of and yeah, he's a rookie. There's good nights and bad nights. That comes with the territory. But I think Reese Oshay looks like he belongs.
Yeah, he's going to give you anywhere between 12 and 18 points a night, which on the high end is really good. And then, Mike, if you can combine that with a Caris LeVert giving you 15 off the bench, then you're cooking. Then you basically haven't lost anything.
So, again, two wins and four losses, as Chris said, separating them from the 5 seed. And that's, you're locked in. They wouldn't have to worry about monkeying around with the play-in games and all that. Wouldn't that be nice for a change after like 3 years? Then, of course, 3 games, as you mentioned, to start the second half. Is that, we haven't played Orlando all year now. We're going to play them twice in a week.
Yeah, so it's Orlando. So it's a 3-game home stretch, Orlando, Detroit, Miami. You can win 2 out of 3 of those.
Right on.
Why not?
I like it. Hey, man, Hawks fever.
Catch it.
Hey, a couple guys hit us up on the text line, and you can always reach out at 404-726-0929 about the free agents we were talking about. And some guys, again, maybe they took more time than you and I have, Chris. They're amateur Falcons capologists. Say, this is from Jimmy. He says, as Chris says, the Falcons budgeted for Cousins' contract, whether he's here or not. Okay, well, go get Josh Sweat then, and let's go get an edge rusher.
Well, right.
And what does Josh Sweat do here when he's playing with talent that's not even remotely as good as he played with the Eagles?
Well, then you hope that he gets double teamed and somebody,
okay,
Arnold Ebukadi can get 10 sacks.
There you go. All right.
That would be the game plan.
That's a problem solved. Other guys are saying, you know, what about, you know, getting some of those corners you mentioned? Look, if we got the money, there's basically two levels of corners in free agency. Same thing goes in the draft this year. This is a really good draft for defensive line. If you go corner in the second round, you're going to take your lumps with somebody and hope that he becomes the guy. Last year was the second round to go. There was really two tiers for corner. Eagles got both, Quinyon Mitchell, and they got Cooper DeJean.
Right. And then here's the thing, too. You're $11 million over the cap right now. That's where you're starting.
Well, that gets back
that's
to
where you're starting.
A couple of guys, and this is from Jim. He says, what is your compulsion to get Grady Jarrett?
Compulsion.
It's not a compulsion. See, this is where I say, I say something, it goes out of my mouth, into the microphone, up to the antenna, out of your car speaker. You're like, I hate Grady. No, I did not say that. We love Grady. He's the heart and soul of this team. But where he's making the money with the production, it's hard to gauge what you're getting in the interior when some guys, we've talked about in NFL insiders, feel that Grady needs that bigger body next to him to truly and is better served, as I said 3 years ago, in a 4-3. Than this base defense.
Well, but either way, he's not a nose tackle. He never was. He never will be.
And so just that, I'm just saying, could you take some money there? Could you cut Onyemata? Would you be willing to trade Algier if there's whatever the market is for Algier and hope that you find, you know, another running back down the road? Look, I get it. In a perfect world, you keep Algier and you've got your own Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery thing that the Lions have. But we're just trying to come up with some ideas to improve this defense.
Yeah, because they're going to need to get creative, guys. Some of your fan favorites might not be here next year, as Mike was just saying. I don't know if it's going to be Grady Jarrett necessarily, but...
See, now, you see, this is what happens.
Oh, no.
See, this is what happens.
Oh, no.
Schleprock there behind the glass. He takes it, and then he takes it out of context. And then what happens?
I hate Grady.
And then next week, I'll be at some charity event. I'll see Grady's mom, and she'll swing her purse at me. Because of what you just did.
I hate Grady.
No, I love Grady. Don't do this, okay? This is bad. You saw it, was it 2 years ago? I go, hey, Grady, how you doing? I ain't talking to you. Okay, Grady.
See ya.
So this is how it starts. All I'm saying is he was better served than a 4-3, and I don't think he's been as successful in this current and the different versions of the defense since Quinn left.
No, I still think he's going to be a valuable piece of the defense, but again... When it comes down to, again, not cutting time, to quote our friend Carl Dukes, these are the decisions that what are they doing? If you want to know what they're doing right now up there at Flowery Branch, this.
Right.
This is what they're talking about. Who can we keep? Who's disposable? What do we need to bring in? What costs? How much allocation do we have to each position? This is what they're doing, guys. And for better or for worse, they're going to make some tough choices.
Thank you.
I hate Grady.
Now, again, that has been doctored. That's not it's what you hear. Now, Orange State, you better stop playing that. You know, I'm gonna. A guy we used to work with at the old station. I'm gonna come in there and delete that out of the hard drive. I'm not naming names, Chris. I worked with a guy once who said definitively when Georgia Tech went down to Jordan Hare, it comes down to one simple thing. Tech can't block Auburn. And, of course, Tech went on to win that game and then eventually tried to get it destroyed from the computer. What kind of ego would do that? What kind of crazy person would do that kind of stuff?
Well, I can think of a few people.
I'm just saying, you got to live and die with your comments. But I will not accept doctored audio, okay?
Hate Grady.
Yeah, see, that I did not say that. The guy's the heart and soul of this team. I'd love to see him at the heart and soul of this team for 25% less money.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.